The legislation passed the Florida House last week by a wide margin, 92 to 24. It hasn't been heard on the Senate floor yet, but easily passed through two committees. The bill's sponsor in the House is Republican Representative Larry Metz. He claims the bill is a proactive measure that doesn't isolate any particular religion. But literature found distributed through the Senate makes the director of Tampa's Council on American Islam Relations, Hassan Shibley, think otherwise.
It's really unconscionable that in 2012 in America, we have Florida senators walking around the floor of the Senate and distributing hateful anti-Muslim material, you know, inciting hatred against a religious minority. It is that kind of hatred which led to the terrible terrorist attack in Norway. And we really have to be cognizant that this hateful rhetoric sometimes has real implications.
He compared the efforts in Florida to pass so-called anti-Sharia legislation to a similar law passed in Oklahoma. That law was declared unconstitutional, but Oklahoma's version contained specific language pertaining to Muslim faith and Sharia law. The twin bills in Florida just used the term foreign law. Shibley said, regardless, plans are already in the works to challenge it if signed by Governor Rick Scott.
When you examine a bill, you not only look at the literal language, but at the legislative intent. What's the reason? What were the authors of the bill thinking when they wrote it? And courts even use the legislative intent when they are deciding cases. So the legislative intent is just as important as the literal words.
The legislation, tagged Senate Bill 1360 and House Bill 1209, also has opponents wondering why it's even necessary. Layla Abdelaziz is the Central Florida field coordinator for the group Emerge USA. She said people already acknowledge that the law of the land overrides the laws of religious traditions.
We would like to remind our Florida legislators that Senate Bill 1360 is an unnecessary action, as state and U.S. constitutions clearly and firmly prohibit the use of both foreign and religious laws in the court systems.
But Russell Meyer, who is the executive director for the Florida Council of Churches, said it's clear that this is a response to unwarranted fear and hatred.
And the fact is that Muslims have been in the United States of America since before its beginning. One-third of all Africans brought over here in slavery were Muslims. Other people who immigrated to this country early in its beginning were Muslims. The fact that most Americans don't know that history is not reason and cause to now suddenly, out of fear, misunderstanding, and hate, shun what is important for Muslims.
And Chuck Lee, president of the Florida Council of Churches, said very evil things started just as silly as this legislation.
I think a law like this is pointing a way that could end with nothing less than Holocaust. You might think, oh, well, this is nothing. This is silly. And it is. But evil things start with silliness that we don't pay attention to. So while this law in itself has no real effect, it puts in our minds the idea that we can use law to separate people.
Many conservative thinkers have attacked the premise of Sharia law by calling attention to extreme examples, some of which include acts of violence against non-Muslims. But CARES' Hassan Shibley said Sharia law is really just a Muslim way of life, and most of those examples are outdated.
You know, you have very similar types of verses found in the Old Testament and the New Testament. I think our partners here can speak to that. Yet nobody thinks that, you know, Christians are going to go around stoning people and we need to outlaw the Bible. And I would be opposed to anybody that advocates that. Same way, they take things out of context and misapply it. They're very hypocritical. They have a double standard in what they do.
An identical version of the bill will be heard in the Senate tomorrow. Shibley said he's afraid the bill will pass because there are too many politicians willing to give in to the promotion of fear and hatred of Muslims. He called the legislation anti-American. For WMNF News, I'm Janelle Irwin in Tampa.